Welcome to the Summit Red Deer podcast. You can stay connected by going to our website, thesummitreddeer.ca.
So you're stuck with me for the next half an hour. And if this is the first and last time they let me up here, that's fine. But let's go. Like there's literally these sayings that are slang sayings. And let's go. So the definition of that is let's start an activity or let's depart, but has also become a slang term for excitement and encouragement. That's what I'm talking about. Excitement and encouragement. None of this 6-7, because nobody knows what that means. But these slang words that come up are let's go. And I literally mean that in the things that we do. And I think there's so many things, like if you like think of let's go. There's the one I'm not real pumped about when it's like you're trying to get your kids in the car and your whole family to like go to church and like, come on, guys, let's go. That's not what I'm referring to. I'm referring to the let's go where you've got to check to see if your kids still got their shoes on in the car because you're so excited to go to Callaway Park or whatever your jam is. That's what we're talking about. And just what does the filled life to the spiritual filled life mean? When I'm talking about that, this was actually my wife reading over my notes and she's like, well, it's like you wake up every day, and I do. I wake up every day, and I'm like, Lord, what are we doing today? How do I partner with what you're doing? Like, don't get me wrong. I know what I'm doing, but how we're going to get there or what's going to happen, that's the excitement and the encouragement of let's go. And that looks different to everybody. Some people like different activities. I want to share something with you guys because what I really sense, and it's cool because I am gonna touch on Christmas a little bit too because I know that can be a hard season for people. But there's different activities, and I feel like you guys need to know like the Lord really wants to come and just walk with you in the stuff that blesses you and your activities. This isn't just about his kingdom and that, but I feel that some of you need to be reminded that just in your things that you like to do in your activities, the Lord wants to be part of that. And so let's talk about some activities. And just to be honest, the activities I'm going to say here, I am not interested at all in. But if you talk to somebody who is, they get very passionate and they can talk for a long time. And then I'm going to talk about mine and you guys are going to have to listen to it. But everyone has different things. Some people like hunting. I'm excited to hear about people that are into hunting. I'm not, and that's fine. Road biking. Michael Schneer, I love to hear about your road biking things, but you will not get me on a road bike. I've been on that seat for 3 minutes. Yeah, he tried. I even bought a road bike, and I think I gave it to my brother-in-law. Pottery. I'm not interested in pottery, but some people are, and that's awesome. Playing musical instruments. I wish I could. But these are all things that you can do by yourself. And I believe that the Lord wants to be with you. And so like, just so you guys know me, apart from spending time with Jesus, number one, but my family and my friends, my two favorite things to do on this side of heaven is to laugh with people. Yep. And the other is to drive and discover new roads. That is my jam. That is my jam. So whatever your thing is, God wants to speak into that. And he will. And that's the beauty of it. And I love how in Matthew 5, it's the Beatitudes. God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. God blesses those who are hungry and thirsty for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. God blesses the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. And so who does God bless? He blesses the hungry. So are we hungry to hear him? Are we like, so who does he bless? Who does he talk to? The ones that are hungry, you guys. We all get hungry. We all have an appetite. Whatever activities you like to do, God's in all of it. In the relationships that you are at work, who you're going to sell equipment to, who you're going to do life with, if you're a nurse, an accountant, a realtor, God cares about all of that. It's when we're hungry, the only thing that can satisfy us is him. That's the thing we have to learn because we can try so many things. You can go and do all the research you want. It's when you let the Holy Spirit in, that's when things just can rip and overhaul. And that's when like the let's go sort of thing happens. And I've seen that at work countless times. And I think there's this just unspoken agreement. Just as I was praying, I think there's people in here who have a hard time just trusting. Or trusting, is God even real? How do I trust in something? And I want to say that, like, the reality is that God wants to speak to you. And when he speaks to you, there is nobody that can take away from that. And that each one of us here has stepped into unspoken agreements. And you're like, well, what's an unspoken agreement? Do you know that each person in here, if not today on the way to church, but sometime this week, I guarantee you put your life in somebody else's hands in an unspoken agreement. And do you know what that is? It actually represents a 4-inch line on a piece of pavement. And why is that? Because we all go down 2-lane highways at 110 kilometers an hour, and there's a 4-inch line that separates us from death. And you don't even know who's coming at you. Is the guy tired? Is he distracted? Is he maybe talking to his kids in the back seat, not using a calm voice? We don't know. But every day you get in your car, you step into, or a bus, whatever, you step into an unspoken agreement that you trust that there is an authority, things to how to live your life, and to say, stay in the right lane. And if you don't stay in the right lane, it has consequences. And in that, there's authority. It's when we don't listen to that authority that it lacks wisdom. And when we lack wisdom, that's when things happen. It just, the wheels fall off. The reason people on the road all stick to the right side is that we trust and can get behind the authority because we know the consequences if we don't follow them, right? And I feel that, like, man, the more I get that from my heart, God, if I don't stay in my lane with you, if I start veering off this way or this way, it doesn't matter if you cross the 4-inch line. If you cut the other direction, it's not going to end well either. It's just going to take a few extra seconds. The reality is like, it's coming into that agreement every day and just being like, God, Holy Spirit, where are we going? I love this quote. It's by Damon Thompson, and I picked it up a few years ago, and it's called The Spirit-Filled Person. And it says, you can do whatever you want to do, and God will love you, but that doesn't mean your life won't suck. It means God will love you while your situation still suck. If you really knew God loved you, there is no way you would do whatever you want to do. Then you would say, Father, take control of my life. If you love me with a love like that, my life is not my own. I give my appetites for your appetites. Then let my spirit blow on me, and I don't even care where I end up. I want to be in the love of all loves that loves all. The explanation of this is, like, some people are like, man, why do these situations suck that I'm in? Or, like, why does stuff suck? Well, the reality is, if you don't want to stay in the right lane and you want to do your own thing, God's still going to love you. But that doesn't mean it's not going to have consequences. And then there's a lot of things, too, that's like, it's decisions other people have made that affect you. And that can really suck, too. But just with that, Ephesians and or Philippians, and this is what I really press into, 4:6, and it just talks about, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds everything we can understand. His peace will guide your heart and mind as you live in Jesus Christ. And just in that, I think, like, we're, you know, Nikki was talking about it, TJ was talking about it, Christmas, and this is just what the Lord was reminding me here, is like, Christmas can be a really hard time for people. You get around people you really love, and then there's just those people that are really tough. I'm blessed to come from a family where, you know, where my parents, they still love each other. They got their issues, but we all do. And but they just, when we get together for Christmas, it's good. But I think there's just, like, those tough situations where you just got to ask the Lord, like, hey, God, can I see this person like you see them? Holy Spirit, can you let me see this person, this individual, like you see them? Stop bringing up the past. Stop bringing up this. And God, can I see them like you see them? And that was, like, huge. And this testimony I'm just going to share, because I think this is going to bring hope for somebody. So last weekend I was in San Diego with some guys I know. And then there was some new guys from Saskatchewan for a men's weekend. And I met this guy, Jay, from Swift Current. And Jay, you know, in the summer when we had our men's event, it's really upset. It was the same weekend Steve had his, but that's okay. We lit up the shop with Steve Weatherford, the NFL player, not Steve Holstrom. And it was just like fire. But 3 days before that, they had been in swift current, and guys just got lit. And so this Jay guy, he just gets lit, and he's gone to church all his life. He's my age. You know, they have a men's prayer there, and he literally just comes and says, okay, Jesus, Holy Spirit, whatever you tell me, I will just do. And this guy is not filtered. Like, he's amazing. So he gets in his car to drive from Swift Current to Calgary to get on his the flight to San Diego to come meet all the guys down there. And he's telling this story. He hasn't talked to his dad in 8 years. And I said, like, you mean not even a text? He's like, not even a text. And he's like, I got around Medicine Hat, and he felt the Holy Spirit say, you got to reach out to your dad. And he's like, okay, I'll do it because you told me to. So he texts his dad. By Strathmore, his dad's like, hey, I can meet you at McDonald's by the airport. We can squeeze in half an hour and I can still make my flight. And so he goes there, and through from Strathmore to Calgary, God just starts, like, the Holy Spirit just starts, like, just blasting him with forgiveness. Like, just let it all go. And he goes and he meets his dad. For the first time in 8 years, they go, they pray together, they hug each other, they cry. And then he gets on a plane to San Diego to come meet up with all us. Well, in that meeting, he's talking about all these broken relationships. Now he wants to make them mend. And his dad's like, well, do you know that your stepbrother that, like, you haven't seen in 18 years? Like, do you know that he moved to San Diego a year ago? And he's like, no, I didn't know that. I haven't seen him since my wedding. So Jay comes down, and he's just getting rocked by the Holy Spirit. And he's just like, you know what? I think I want to get baptized in the ocean. And we're like, yeah, let's baptize you. Like, let's go with a few other guys. And so he's like, he gets it. And the Holy Spirit tells him, well, call your brother. So, yeah, let's go. So he texts or calls his brother. And his brother, and, like, if you guys have been to San Diego or the United States of America, you'd realize it's pretty big. And his brother's like, oh, well, you're getting baptized? Yeah, I live within 20 minutes of that. And so Jeff was there. So Jeff and I are standing there, and like, the beach is here. We're in a parking lot. And we get to watch his brother come with his wife, who he's never met, and his eight or 10-year-old son, whatever, that he's never met. And they come, and then they just, like, all say hi. And they're, like, literally walking together like they just saw each other at Thanksgiving. And then they got to be there to witness his baptism. And, like, nobody else there really knows that they haven't seen each other in 18 years. Like, they haven't even texted in 18 years. And so this all goes back to Jay being obedient at Medicine Hat to text his dad, to then get reconciliation with his dad that set him, lit him up for a men's time and all this baggage off him. Even his friends, I didn't know Jay before, said, you look different. From that to then being like this. And so, like, I want to encourage you. I say that to encourage you because I don't have any siblings or a dad I haven't talked to in 8 years. But if there's things in here, I'm not saying to force it, but I'm saying Jesus wants to partner with you in that and bring freedom in that. And whatever that looks like, I just want that for you. And so if Christmas this year looks like this sucks, I haven't talked to somebody, I would just encourage you, just be open to it. I'm not saying force it, but through one text message, that was like a life changer for Jay. So I just want to see that, and just families restored. So it's awesome. And so John 15, it talks about the vine and the branches. And it says in verse 5, it says, yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered in a pile and burnt. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask anything you want, and it will be granted. Jay was saying, hey, it'd be nice to know Dad again. He'd been praying for that for a while, but he didn't know how to do it. He didn't even know if that was his... He was telling us he didn't even know if that's still his dad's phone number. The last time he saw his brother, I mentioned this to him. Jay, do you know the last time you saw your brother? Neither of you even owned a cell phone. That's 18 years ago. But it's just like, for he is the vine and we are the branch, and to remain in him, and it will produce fruit. From apart from that, we can do nothing. But if you remain in me, this is verse 7, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want, and it will be granted. And guys, I just want to encourage you. Sure, you can say, hey, I want a new house. I want that. Those aren't the treasures. Like, those aren't, that's not where the buck stops. The buck stops when Jay sees his dad and his brother for the first time. Like, that is the stuff. I know guys that I work with, and when those guys know who they are in the Lord, that is the treasure. And that is what I'm asking for, and that is what I want the Lord to do. But here's the thing. When God speaks, the one thing I learned, like, when I was talking about this like 8 years ago, the one thing that sat with me when I learned to discover the Holy Spirit's voice is I always felt like I had to be a salesman for Jesus. I had to convince people why they needed Jesus. It doesn't work. Like, it doesn't work. But when God uses a person to speak to them and uses his word, that adds to that person's testimony, and you can't take that away from him. Like Jay, no one can take away. If someone came up to Jay and said, God doesn't speak today, Jay would be like, well, he did on my drive from Swift Current, you know. And so, and verse 13, it says, there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for a friend. You are my friends. If you do what I command, I will no longer call you slaves, because a master doesn't confide in his slave. You are now my friends. Do you guys get that? He wants to be our friend. We're not slaves. A slave doesn't know his master's business. That doesn't happen. But a friend, Jesus says, I want to stick closer to you than a friend. I want to tell you what road to drive on because I'm your friend. You know, I want to tell a hunter in here what place to go to but even just to be with, like, right? And it's just like, when we get that, we're not slaves. Like, I hope none of you think that. But I think there can be a religious mindset that you're only good as much as you do. As a business guy, I used to actually believe that I was only good as about as much money as I made and how much I could throw into the offering plate. Until somebody told me, like, tell me somewhere in the Bible where it says if you give 10% to God, then you get to decide what you do with the other 90%. That's stupid theology. There's nowhere in the Bible that says if you give God 10%, you get to decide what you do with the other 90. God owns everything. And when I learned that, that is a game changer, that God owns everything. And that's my time. That's my relationships. That's what I pour into. And that he wants to be part of it. He wants to be part of each business deal I do. He wants to be part of the drive. Yeah, it just in 15, verse 26, but I will send you the advocate, the Spirit of truth, will come to you from the Father and will testify about me. And then if we skip down to chapter 16, verse 7, it says, but in fact, it is best for you that I go away. If I don't, the advocate won't come. If I go, then I will send him to you. Just affirming to the disciples, I have to go, you know, be crucified on the cross. But when I go, I'm going to send an advocate that will be with each one of you. Verse 12, there will be so much more I want to tell you, but you can't bear it now. This is Jesus talking to them face to face. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you everything about the future. He will bring me glory by telling you whatever he receives from me. All that belongs to the Father is mine. This is why I said the Spirit will tell you whatever he receives from me. That is a crazy promise. You got God makes it known to Jesus. Jesus makes it known to the Holy Spirit, who makes it known to us. So let's read this again. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. He will bring me glory by telling you whatever he receives from me. All that belongs to the Father is mine. This is why the Spirit will tell you whatever he receives from me. And you guys, if you guys get nothing else out of this, I want you to know that you have like a direct conduit, this, and a God that wants to speak to you in whatever language and love language that you have. And through that, he wants to speak through to your workplace, to your kids. I have 3 kids. They are not all the same. If I speak to Abby one way, my daughter Brielle is totally different. And Zeke, he's just Zeke. He's amazing. God does not speak to each one of us the same. He speaks to each one of us like he's made us and like we hear him. He does not want to make my wife carsick. That would not be love to send her on that road. But for me, it is. Does that make sense? In that, I got one more testimony, and this is what I want to end on. And I'm going to go a bit over, but this was so cool. So we flew in, I guess it was 2 weeks ago. On Monday, we flew in, and it's all good. We got, 4 hours to kill before we can go get our Airbnb. And we're like, what do we do? And this is just how Jen and I travel. I love it. The night before, we're like, you know what? Let's do one of those Hollywood van tours and just get a 2-hour drive around Hollywood, whatever. So sure, we're looking at it. And the one, I do not know. It was pretty good, but I do not know how these guys got the reviews they did, but bless them. No, I kid you not. Like, the door will barely shut on the van. There's like sharp edges, and it's just like, it was a fun van. But we get in this van and we're doing the Hollywood tour, right? And this guy, like, he's super cool. He's like 60. And you know what? He's like, he's been there for 30 years. He's like, he's tried to live the dream. He keeps adjusting his ponytail and just all this stuff. And we're right behind him. And it's funny because the only two people he can talk to is Jen and I, because we're in the seat just behind him. And I think the people behind us could hear him, but they just didn't want to talk to him. So Jen and I are just talking to him. And he's telling us all this stuff, though. And, we're trying to ask him questions like, have you been on any movies? And he's like, no, I've been extras my whole life. I was on this one. And then he'd point over to some random building and he'd be like, I had a drink with some famous guy there. That's where I saw, Lindsay Lohan, not in her high, I won't get into that, but her high points. And I'm like, okay, like, all right. And then he was good. Like, he'd drive us around and, oh, this was funny. He drives us up the driveway of Ellen the Generous. And he's like, well, Ellen, she's not in town because who's our president? And he's like, so we can drive up this driveway because no one's here. We drive up it. And then the two cars behind us are like Mercedes. And they just drive in. They were like right there. And then he's like, he's just awkwardly fumbling through this because he clearly wasn't supposed to be there. But all this. And he's showing us Jackie Chan's house and all this stuff. And I wasn't thinking too much of it. I was like, no, this is really cool. Like, I don't know. He's showing us Rodeo Drive and this stuff. It's whatever. I don't really care about that stuff. But what I'm hearing his life is this, like, all the people he equated himself to, they kind of made it. And he's like, I don't want to read into it, but like, he had gone there to get the dream, but he didn't get it. Like, he's driving a Hollywood van around talking about the price of rent and that it'd be nice to own a certain car one day. He's not living the high life. And I didn't think too much of it. And so I was like, we were really appreciative and gave him a tip. And then on Tuesday morning, I get this phone call, or I get a text message from my buddy, Steve. And he's like, you really need to jump on this Zoom call at 11 o'clock. He's like, I got a special guest. And I really want you to meet my buddy here. So I'm like, okay. This guy comes on. Does anyone here know who Mike Posner is? All right, let's go. So who here has heard that song? So that's the thing. If you tell most people his name, they don't know who he is. But I did a little more research on him. And yeah, that song, amongst many others, like, he was number 4 he was number 1 in the pop chart for the billboards for all of North America. His song was number 4 in all of America, number 1 in the UK. Just some stats on this guy. On Spotify alone, he has over 4.6 billion streams. That song has 2.3 billion streams. And like, if you put all the platforms together, like Apple Music, YouTube, he has over 17 billion streams. So if you put that into perspective, everybody on the earth could have listened to one of his songs twice. And he's written songs for Justin Bieber, Maroon 5, and he was actually a writer and a really good friend with Avicii. Anybody that knows him, that's actually one of my favorite artists. So Mike gets on this Zoom call, and Jen's sitting on the couch next to me, and it's our first day there. And on the Zoom call, he starts to share about his journey and how years ago he met Steve Weatherford in one of these leaders retreats. And you can tell he's just an open guy. And in that, Steve just said, hey, Mike, can I just pray for you? And the thing that Mike said in his testimony was like that when Steve prayed for him, That was the first time anybody had ever prayed over him, and he had felt authority, and he had felt something different. And that was big to Mike. And then Mike shared about how he had it. Like, he lived in Hollywood. He was around influential people all the time. And he was just sharing, I was at a place in my life where I knew I could just live in my house in Hollywood. I could just keep hooking up with girls. I could just keep smoking weed, and I could just keep calling skip the dishes. And he's like, I can just live off my royalties. Like, I'm good. But he realized there has to be something more. So what did he do? He was a hiker. So he literally walked across the USA. And if you guys go tonight, you can watch his videos. Like, he documents it. He walked from the east to the west coast. And then that didn't fill him. It didn't fill him. He went on countless hiking trips to the point where he actually climbed Mount Everest. He climbed it, but it never brought him lasting happiness. And he just always go into it. So 4 months ago, he's sharing this, and he's setting it up. And he says, like, him and his girlfriend at the time, they were, you know, at their house in Hollywood. They just went over to this old guy's place across, you know, his neighbor. And he guess he just had like this crazy train set in the basement. He's like, honestly, it was like borderline weird. But he said the problem was, so they're trying to be really interested in this guy's train set. But they said the problem was, is that as soon as they got into his house, they could smell mold. And they could smell like it wasn't right. Like, this old boy had spent too many days without seeing sunlight. And so he came out, and then the next day he had to get on a flight. And so he gets on a flight, and he's in the airport in Colorado, and he says he receives a phone call from Steve Weatherford. And he calls him, and Steve just says, hey man, I was just thinking about you, would like to pray for you, and that. And Mike's fine with it. Like, they're friends now. Steve's already told me at this point, like, Mike's going to give his life to Christ. I just don't know when it's going to happen. And so Steve just steps out, hearing from the Holy Spirit, and just says, Mike, I just feel that, like, is there something going on with, like, your girlfriend? Like, is she sick? And does it have something to do with her smell? And Mike's like, yeah, she's actually, I almost didn't come on this trip because we went and saw this guy's train set. She smelled mold. And Steve's just like, well, can we pray for her over the phone? So they pray for her over the phone. Within seconds, Mike gets a text from his girlfriend. Hey, I don't know what happened, but like, my headache and everything just went away. I don't need to go to the hospital. In the airport, he gives his life to Christ right there. Yeah. And he's sharing this testimony of it wasn't all this like proof, theology, having to feel. It was an encounter with Jesus that he has with each one of us. So Steve has sent me the song that he wrote 4 hours after he got saved, and it's called I Got Saved in a Pisa. But it literally shows how Mike, like, has transformed. And now what Mike's writing for worship is unbelievable. I like what the Lord's taking in that. Yeah. And so I just want to, like, it's Matthew 28, 18 to 30. This is, they've now all been filled with the Holy Spirit, okay? They've all been filled. This is like the Great Commission. This is like the literally the last verses in Matthew. It says, Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the ends of the earth. So guys, like, who has been given all authority? Who has been given a direct line to that authority? Us. And what is the commission? To go and make disciples. To hear from our Father, to call somebody when they're in an airport. And that's not the only story I've heard like that. It's Jay. Call your dad. Go meet up with him. Not even knowing he's going to go see his brother 2 days later. That is my burning passion for our lifestyle. That would be so ingrained that we would be like, God, what are you up to? And how do I come in alignment with what you're doing? As we come into this last bit, so if there's any of you that have never talked to somebody about Jesus and you want to pray with somebody, like, please come. We would love to pray with you. I would love to pray with you. Our team would. Maybe some of you have known Jesus for a while, but you are hungry to walk closely with Jesus more. Just come. The other, the third thing I really felt highlighted was prayer for healing over friendships and family relationships. I just feel that like God really wants to just release that over us. I think of Mike. He actually had it all. Like in his world, he had the songs. He had the number one hit. He had other hits too. He's got revenue coming in the rest of his life. Lives in Hollywood. He's got it. He's hiked Everest. But there's still a void in him. And I don't know what each one of the things that we have, but like if we're trying to fill that with anything, it just doesn't work. And what's crazy is now God can take like what he did in my life with like my desire to have relationship with people, my desire to be in the business place and see other buddies' business excel too, but see God move in that, to see in my community move. But when you ignite that with the Holy Spirit, and just like God is going to use Mike's voice, like that's for each one of us. And the beauty is that there's no competition in the kingdom, because it's not about any of us. It's about him. And that's the beauty of it. Yeah, if there's anyone here that doesn't know Jesus, I'd love to pray with you. Come to the front. And if some of you are just hungry for more, there's nothing wrong with that. It says, all who are thirsty, come and I will fill you up. I will give you rest. And then just prayer for healing over friendships and family relationships. I would just love that. So thanks for letting me chat today and hope you guys were blessed. So I'll just pray, Father. I just thank you for this time. God, we just thank you for what you're moving in each one of our, how you're moving in each one of our lives, Father. And I just thank you for the appetites you've put in each one of us. And I thank you for the places of influence you've put us, God. The numbers don't matter, Father. The heart is what matters to you, God. So we just thank you for that. And Lord, I just pray just an excitement to let's go with what you want to do, Father, and where you're moving. And in that, it also involves a peace that surpasses understanding. So I just thank you for today, Father, and just what you're stirring, Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Summit Podcast. We pray it impacted your heart. If you have prayer requests, we would love to pray with you. Email prayer@thesummitreddeer.ca.